Welcome to the Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. I'm Perry Holly, a Maxwell Leadership Facilitator and Coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Executive Vice President with Maxwell Leadership. Welcome and thank you for joining. I'm sitting here smiling. I'm in the studio by myself today. And Perry,
but you look good. You look real good though.
Yeah, thank you. Perry is in Providence, Rhode Island for us. And we had some change in schedules over the weekend, and he is pinch hitting for us. And so we are excited to at least be bringing you this podcast, even though it's back to the Zoom days, if you're watching us on video or even listening to us. And it sounds a little bit different. It's okay. We're making this work. So as a reminder, as we go through this content, Perry has written a learner's guide for you. And so if you're interested in downloading that, if you want to fill out a form, you have a question for us, or you want to engage our organization in helping your organization, don't hesitate to visit maxwellleadership.com/podcast. And there I'm going to ask that you actually click on the lesson for today, and inside there, you'll be able to fill out that form. Well, today's topic is titled Communicating with Clarity, a Leadership Game Changer. And Perry, I felt like when I went through this, there's a little bit of pressure on you and I, because we got to communicate this clearly to our listeners today. Tell us a little bit about what you're thinking about in this lesson.
Well, if you've been a leader for very long, you know that what comes out of your mouth, you intend one way. Not everybody perceives it that same way. We talk about that a lot, the intention perception gap. But, I saw this, I'll often teach on this subject, and I was telling a story that I had seen, and someone said, I have a better story. I said, I doubt that, but go ahead, I'm game. And she told me that she wanted to get her husband a cake for his birthday, and she really wanted the Chicago Blackhawk hockey logo on the cake. And so she asked the baker, could he do that? And he said, of course. But do you have a picture of the logo? And she says, like, you don't know the Blackhawk logo? He goes, well, I know it, but I need to look at it while I'm doing it. She goes, oh. And so she fiddled in her purse a minute, and she pulled out a tube of chapstick, and it was a Blackhawks branded with the Blackhawk label, a logo on the label. She goes, will this work? He goes, that's perfect. So he threw it in the box, and she went back. She came back the next day, and she said she opened opened the box and had the most beautiful Chicago Blackhawks logo right in the middle of the cake. And right above it, it said chapstick, and right below it, it said lip balm. And he said, she thought, I thought I was so clear that I just wanted that logo, but he did the whole chapstick logo right on there. So yeah, I think we often think we're more clear than we really are.
Yeah. And I think clarity in communication is overlooked, right? Like, you and I and everybody that's listening to us, we have it in our head. So we've rehearsed it, or we understand the context behind it. So it's clear to us, right? We think it's clear, but just because it's clear to us doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be able to communicate it clearly, or that it's going to be received well.
Oh yeah. And I did it last week in a class. I was out west, and we were talking about this communication, and I just told them, I said, you know, I don't know if people know this about me, but I'm a world-class tapper. And they look perplexed, and I go, no, really, watch this. I'm gonna tap this song, and you tell me what the song is. And I go, and they all look at me like, what is this weirdo doing? And I said, what song is it? And they have no clue. And I was like, really? You couldn't hear the national anthem? I'm playing the national anthem. And so what you really understand quickly with that little silly example is that for us, when we're communicating, I'm singing the song in my head, and you're looking at me like I'm out of my head, because you're not hearing the song as I'm singing the national anthem in my head as I'm tapping. That's really, to me, I thought was a great example of sometimes why we can't be more clear, is that we think people hear what we hear, but it's really not there.
Well, I have to be honest, I had no idea what you were playing. And secondly, I went to, is he playing this for clients, or what? And then what's the client's review going to be when it comes back of Perry tapping? So that's an awesome, awesome example. Now, before we jump into the five areas, which, by the way, I love the fact that we're talking about five.
The
five areas of where clarity comes into being a leadership game changer. We often talk about the fact that there is a skill behind this. There's a skill to communicating clearly. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, it absolutely is a skill. And really the first step when it comes to communicating, you can't communicate clearly if you haven't thought it through completely. And I remember there's a preacher and teacher, Howard Hendricks, used to say, if it's a mist in the pulpit, it'll be a fog in the pew. And I kind of smile at that, but I also enjoy that the burden of clarity is really on you, is on me. If I'm not clear, first of all, I haven't thought that through, then if it's a mist in my head, it's going to be a fog when I'm talking to my team. And I just think so many times we think, again, you can hear the song I'm playing, and you can't. So it's up to me to be able to be really have a clear understanding about what it is I want to communicate before I even start with you.
Yeah, I love that. Well, the second step here is you need to consider, what does your audience need to hear from your communication? I always remember John made a comment one time where he said, I am thinking about what they need to hear from me, not what I want to tell them before I go on stage to communicate. And so the second point here is thinking about what is it, are you considering what is it that they need to hear from your communication? So whether it's, what do they already know, if you have that, whether what's the level of understanding about a certain topic that they may have, you got to close that gap, or what can I do to help them see a little bit clearer in this area, and how do I communicate that? So having the mindset to be able to say to myself, what is it that I need to consider about the audience before I communicate? That'd be the second thing.
Yeah, I love that. I learned that from John. It's every time before I go on and speak, and I'll be speaking here tomorrow, I walk the room and I actually think through, who are these people? Why are they here? What do they need? What nugget can I give them that would be really valuable, add value to their life, thinking that of all the things I could possibly say, I'd really like to make it clear and concise into what it is they need to hear. So great point on that. The third thing I think you should consider after you're making sure you're really clear, you consider the audience, what do they need to hear? What is the best medium for the communication? And meaning, do you have the luxury of one-on-one in-person verbal communication? Yeah. Or is it at the other end of that spectrum, which is one to many through a written communication? We teach oftentimes the cone of clarity. And I went ahead and put this graphic in the learner guide. So if anyone downloads, they can see that graphic. But the idea was, if you think on the, very far, let's say very far left side, written and one, me to the entire organization, it has a lot of vague, it could be very unclear, lots of room for lack of clarity on that. But as I, maybe I use audio and video from one to many, I get a little more clear, because now I can start to use, you can see me, you can see body language, you can sense tone and those types of things. Face-to-face starts to get more clear. Written one-to-one, if I'm writing you something, even more clear. Audio and video between me and you, one-on-one, clear, but then that face-to-face one-on-one. So I think it's worth thinking about, how are you going to be communicating? What form are you using with what audience? And it'll help you to fine-tune that, because you lose a lot of that on the written, and to many, you lose a lot of the non-verbals of communication that are going to add to the making it confusing.
Yeah, let me back up. I love that you brought in this cone of clarity. We talk about culture shaping communication as one of our training courses, and this image, and Perry did a really good job of explaining the cone and what this looks like and when you should communicate and how you should communicate. And but I want to encourage you, if you missed any of that, to download the notes, because he has an image in there. It's a great tool for you as you begin to understand, how can I become more effective at communicating clearly? Well, the fourth one that we want to kind of bring to you to consider is what we call, and Perry mentioned it just a few minutes ago, the intent versus perception gap. You'll hear us talk about the IP gap periodically. And so this is where what you may have intended for them to receive, when they actually receive it, their perception of that is not what your intention was, which goes back to where we were talking about early on, Perry, which is we said, hey, you know, we have it one way in our head. We have it clear in our head, or one way that we want to communicate it, or that we feel like they're going to receive it. And that is absolutely not what ends up happening. And so as a leader, it's our responsibility to close that gap. When we teach this principle to leaders as they're communicating to their team, we don't say, hey, there is a IP gap. There's an intent versus perception gap. And oh, by the way, it's your team members or those that you're communicating, it's their responsibility to close the gap. No, it is your responsibility to close that gap. It's your responsibility to carry the burden of making sure you have clarity when you're communicating.
Yeah, absolutely. And I heard, I always ask audiences, would you agree with me that there's this IP gap, this intention perception gap exists? 100%. Yes. Absolutely. I think it happens 100% of the time to some degree. You've got to be aware that that is possible. But then I ask, what would you do to close it? How do you close it? If you knew it intentionally, how do you do that? And I always think about Brian Tracy, the great author and communicator himself, that commented that we need to accept the responsibility for understanding and for being understood.
That's good.
I thought you kind of blew my mind. Well, I need to make sure I'm understanding you, but I also need to make sure I'm understood by you. And it sounds a little crazy, but if I ever hope to communicate with clarity, I need to not only be understanding what you're saying, but making sure that I'm understood by others. And that, to me, you know, I'm thinking, how would you even do that? It's huge.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a good question. Two things come to mind when you ask me that question. Number one, I often will ask team members after we have a conversation or I'm communicating, which was in your own words, not my words, in your own words, what did you hear? Like, what does that mean to you? What were your takeaways from that so that I can get their understanding of what I communicated? And then I've learned this from one of my team members, and we use this in a couple of different facets, which is we say, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how clear was that? How do you understand the communication? And if they say, well, I'm at a 4, well, then we got some work to do before we leave that meeting, before we leave that room.
That's good.
But if they say, hey, it's an 8, 9, or 10, then you go, okay, good. And so those are kind of the two things when you say, hey, how do you go about doing that? Those are kind of the two things that I use.
I like that.
I think the fifth way to build the skill of clarity is to consider the perspective of the people that you are communicating with. So this requires you to know your audience. You and I were just having a conversation right before we started recording this podcast, and you're going to be speaking tomorrow at a last minute change for us. And you said, hey, tell me about the room. What do I need to know about them? And so that's a great question that I think we need to be aware of. And for example, there's this exercise. I know that I've seen you do it, and we've done some of our other facilitators have done it in the classroom, where you ask the audience to answer a couple of questions. So here's two of them that we use. Number one is, a customer is interested in making changes to their expensive home. And then the question is, well, how expensive is their home? Right? The second one is, one of the managers stated that the new product would ship in a few days. That's the statement. But for clarity, the question is, well, how many days will it take to ship? And even going back to your cake example of, you know, that you started off with, like, the clarity and the question behind the question to gain clarity is so important when you're communicating.
Yeah. Well, you think about what's expensive house to you and what's expensive house to someone else. It's kind of relative.
It's different.
In that, so you need to be precise with your words. Or, you know, what's a few days to you? Is that two, or that, you know, if that's a couple days and one day, you know, what's a few days? It's more than two, but less than what? So it leaves all kind of open doors for confusion on that. And I really, my personal belief, if you hope to communicate with clarity, you really need to consider the words you use and the perspective, where are people coming from? And if you're not clear on that, it really leaves understanding up to their interpretation. So that intention perception becomes an interpretation that they think, well, I guess he means expensive. He means this in this range, or a few days must mean that. no, I need to be more precise with that.
And you need to understand, to your point, what their perception of expensive is in this particular situation. Talk about, Perry, here's a question for you. Talk about, when you think about this and clarity and communication, this has enormous payback for leaders if you go about doing it correctly. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, anything, you know, there's areas where you need to be really clear. I can list a number of areas where it really pays for you to be clear. You know, we talk a lot about culture on this podcast and in a lot of the work we do. And so you think you got to be very clear on your core values. You need to be very clear on how those core values are defined. Don't leave that open for interpretation. You know, the organization defines that. What are the desired outcomes for what are the results we're trying to achieve? I need to be very clear on what we're aiming for. What are our standards of operation? I need to be very clear on those types of things. Individual expectations I have of people on my team, I need to be very clear with things like that. When you put that together, you think that really is your whole business. It is every relationship. It is everything that is really important to you in accomplishing what your organization is trying to accomplish. The more clarity I can have in those communications, the more engaged people are going to be, the more bought in people are going to be to me and to the mission. It just opens the door for participation, for getting people thinking like owners, not like hired hands. I think it engages people at a higher level when they are very clear on what we're doing, why we're doing it, and where we're going.
Love that. So as I wrap up, here's what I'm thinking. Two thoughts as we wrap up. Perry and I've talked quite a bit about common language leads to beliefs that drives behaviors. And as people in general, and as leaders, we're looking for behavioral change. And if you back up to that very first point, when we talk about common language, so if we don't have clarity around communicating that common language or clarity around that common language, the beliefs and the behaviors are going to be off based off what you're looking for as a leader for your team, for your family, for your community, whatever it might be. So just remember, common language is so important, and we've got to be clear around that common language. The other thing is that you have to remember that people speak what we call the how and the why language, right? And this goes back to overlaying the principles that we talked about of understanding your audience, knowing where they're coming from, knowing kind of what they need to hear. You know, sometimes in different groups, you're going to have to communicate in a how language so that it's very clear to them and they get it. And sometimes you're going to have to communicate the why language first so that they can get it. So this is not easy, but I love the fact that this is a game changer, as we talked about in the title. If you can figure out how to do this as a leader, it'll be a game changer for you. My last thought before I throw it back to you, Perry, if this is something you go, man, I absolutely need to work on this, or this is an issue for my team or my organization, we have that culture shaping communication where we talk about this and we talk about the different parts of our culture and how we communicate. We talk about the cone that Perry shared earlier, and it's been very, very well received. Don't hesitate to let us know if we can help you in that area.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Chris. Good work. And just a reminder, if you want to learn more about our offerings in that area or other offerings we have, as well as leave a comment or a question for us, you can do all that at maxwellleadership.com/podcast. We always love hearing from you. We're always grateful you would spend this time with us each week. That's all today from the Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.